Welcome back, everyone. This is Eric Ellefson with the Digital Education Podcast, where I have the opportunity to have conversations about education, leadership, and innovation with people doing really interesting things in our world and in our communities. And today I'm with Mitchell Earl, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Praxis. And I'm going to have him explain more of what Praxis is, but from what I understand, it's a six-month boot camp that's in a sense an alternative to career prep to the traditional college experience. And so I got interested in this through a connection that I'd made and really the idea of, you know what, where are those opportunities to do something different? So Mitchell, thanks so much for being with me today. And really where I want to start out is that question of give us a little bit of an understanding of what Praxis is and then why it gets you excited for what you get to do.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. I'm thrilled to be here and talking on this topic that I know you care about, and I know that you know, it's very, very much a shared interest in terms of like that next step after high school. So it's a decision so many people make every year. So I'll give you just the short rundown. What is Praxis? And then I'll talk about one of my favorite questions to answer is why does it get me so excited? So Praxis is an intensive six-month boot camp for entrepreneurial young professionals who want real-world skills and a self-directed educational experience all in one. That boot camp upon graduation results in a full-time job, usually at a growing startup. So it's a chance for people who are looking to get started now to start their career strong, whether they are directly out of high school, they've tried college, it wasn't the right fit, they drop out, or they got an associate's, they don't want to complete a four-year degree. They want to go start a career type job now. That's where we offer tremendous value for those people who are a little bit more entrepreneurial. Classroom might not be the best fit for them to take those next steps. And we help them get plugged into, you know, a really strong community, plus give them some guidance in terms of our curriculum at boot camp, and then help them make that leap into the career by helping them land that first job. So we can probably unpackage some of that, but I'm going to answer the second part of your question really fast as well. Why does it get me excited? And I think this is kind of the core of why am I even doing this right now? I was very much a high achieving young person in high school, college. Like I felt like I had my entire life mapped out for me from a very early age. And it wasn't until that I got into college and I got exposure to a lot of different things that I suddenly realized like this massive kind of frightening realization that it's like, I don't actually know what I want to do with my life. I thought I was going to go to medical school. I got exposed to a lot of different things, started working with a startup in college, and it just changed my perspective that maybe there's something else out there for me than one of these prepackaged career paths that has a very linear process to get to the end goal of whatever career it is. And once I got out of college and I started trying different things, what I found is like a lot of the assumptions I had made about the stuff I wanted to do were completely wrong. I didn't enjoy those things. And so I experimented for a long time before I found that kind of work that really made me come alive. Praxis, I was in one of the early classes, the first couple of years of Praxis was getting off the ground. And I got that was a defining moment for me going through the boot camp experience, getting plugged in with a very early stage growing startup, where suddenly I felt for the first time, I don't know what I want to do ultimately, but that's okay. I'm really comfortable and excited about the work that I'm doing right now. And I feel like I'm growing and learning and getting better. And that's good enough for me. And it changed kind of my entire fundamental view about how to think about my own personal career. And so now it's a privilege to work with people who are on that same kind of just journey of discovery early on and trying to figure it out.
Well, and so as you unpack a little bit, because I was looking at the website, right? And you know, it lays out on the website, on Praxis website, you know, here's like month one, month two, right? Kind of lays out what that 6 months look. But 6 months is really short period of time to kind of prepare yourself for the work environment. So there has to be an intensity to it. But talk to me a little bit about like the innovative nature of in those 6 months, here's what you discover. Here's the skill set that you build. Here's the opportunities that you get, that sometimes we just kind of zigzag our way accidentally through the traditional experience to a 4-year and a very expensive discovery.
Yeah, a very, very, very expensive discovery in terms of the net cost, but also like when you think about the opportunity cost of what you could have done with that time instead, or the financial investment you could have made instead. And when I think about some of the intangible, really valuable parts of Praxis, I think this element of career discovery is something that I'm fascinated by, and I love that is. It is something that we facilitate very well for our participants, is this idea of like how to figure out where your interests, your skills, and the things that other people in the world value, where those align in the world for you. And it's a fundamentally different approach than college, where whatever goes into that decision, a lot of people choose a career path or a major or something with some type of idea that this is what they want to do down the road. And our boot camp and the curriculum and the process is a lot more about, hey, let's help you figure out a really strong starting point. Don't worry about what you want to do the rest of your life. This is an emergent process of discovery. And over time, as you gain more self-awareness, you gain more exposure and experience in the real world, you're going to get more clarity on the types of things that you really enjoy, the types of things you're really good at. So put all of the stress and pressure to the side for a second, and let's just think about like what's the highest value use of your next year. What type of role is going to give you the most growth? What type of role or work makes you the most excited today in terms of the things you could be doing day in and day out and the skills you could be learning? Let's start there and help you get a really, really strong jumping off point. And in terms of like the longer term professional development, that's where our community comes in to help them think about their careers more longer term.
So does something like Praxis, and this is just maybe a clarifying question, is it something where they all come to the same location for 6 months, or is it a virtual sort of community that you go through it virtually, and then the connections into the internships and the practice of the work, you know, takes place within somebody's local community?
Yeah, so that's a key differentiator in our experience as well, is everything is done entirely virtually. We do encourage our participants and our applicants early on to be open to relocate at the end of that bootcamp experience. They're going to have, you know, so many more opportunities open to them in the placement process if they're willing to relocate. You know, that just opens up the pool. Even if they don't end up relocating, that mindset is usually a good indicator as well that I'm willing to go wherever the best opportunity for my personal professional growth is. That's a really strong starting mindset. But the entire boot camp, our community, all of that is conducted completely virtually, which is awesome.
So in your personal experience, and then with many of the people that you work with, you went through the boot camp yourself, and then you went off and worked at multiple different places. You know, reading a little bit about you, but then getting to know you just briefly here today, is you have an entrepreneurial spirit to you. Like what is the, you know, for you, what was the interest in coming back? And then what's the next steps for something like this? You know, for Praxis, especially I think when we think of what's going to happen probably after this, you know, this kind of coronavirus shutdown gets lifted, and especially in a situation where people are, I think, are going to be thinking differently about what their futures are.
Yeah, I definitely think that's accurate. I think that many people are bracing or scrambling, like, what do I do now? What do I do now instead? Even if I, you know, particularly younger people that, you know, we talk to all the time, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to empathize as much as I can with the people who are 18 to early 20s. Maybe they were planning on enrolling in the fall and starting school. And, you know, for many of them, they may have been finishing out their senior years, the sports, the band, the activities, or things that may have contributed to a scholarship or whatever situation that may have made that college financial decision a little bit easier to bear. And I think a lot of people are trying to figure out, what do I do now if not this? And so in some ways, I see that as an opportunity for what we're doing to help people bridge that gap in terms of a softer landing for answering that question. What do I do now? And what I think the mindset shift that I'm focused on right now is trying to help communicate the message that we already believe is, instead of thinking about your access to career down the road as a function of the credentials you have or the educational level you attain, instead thinking much more tangibly about the skills you have that other people value and helping people make that leap. Even if they go to college, I think that is something a lot of young people struggle with thinking about in terms of, you know, how do I make myself more marketable, more employable down the road? And so that's a big thing that we're focused on is, you know, is already a core part of the bootcamp is making people kind of see a better, stronger connection between the skills I have and where opportunities for somebody to deem those valuable in the market exist. So in terms of other adjustments, like we got to keep a very close pulse on companies that are hiring, industries that are impacted. We're going to continue to work with all of our business partners, as well as other companies that are sort of seeing a net benefit from this right now due to this migration of everyone online suddenly. And we're trying to, you know, continue to help those companies build a strong pipeline of entry-level talent that make really good opportunities for our graduates.
So let me ask a question. I try to get this right, because on the website it says our most successful applicants have the following traits. And I like how you use the word traits or attributes, and you even talk about skills. Commitment to self-directed learning, openness to feedback, strong communication, adaptability, remarkable work ethic. When you attract people, or when people come to you, or when you go find people, how much of this did you kind of discover through the process that these were the traits of the type of people that would excel in a program like this and would be a good fit for it? Or how much of it was, you know what, we know this is what we're looking for and this is what we want to go get?
Yeah, so some of this is a process of reverse engineering, and that has turned into observation and studying of our most successful graduates, participants down the road. And I'll steal a little bit of thunder from our founder. The original kind of backstory of Praxis is Isaac Morehouse, our founder. He worked in fundraising for a long time with nonprofits. He worked was in with young people, was very passionate about higher ed, and it would speak at conferences all over the country, meet a lot of really talented, smart young people that are coming out of college, and they said, hey, I've graduated, but the jobs just aren't there. And then on the other side of the market, working with a lot of business owners who say, man, I would always be hiring, but the talent just is not there. And there's this giant gap between the two parties, the people who have the skills and the people who have the opportunities. They're looking for talent. And so when I think about our starting point for measuring the types of participants that succeed the most, the early starting points were what are the attributes of the most successful candidates on the job market? What are employers looking for? And building sort of a profile around those skills, but also with kind of this open-ended question about what are the right attributes to look for undiscovered talent? Not people that already have 2 to 3, 5 years of experience that many job postings require, but how do we quantify and identify undiscovered talent and people that have high potential to develop into, you know, really valuable employee down the road, really, you know, go start their own thing, entrepreneurial? So we measure some of those different attributes through our application process. And then also, like, the participants who come in and they do exemplify those characteristics, they are successful. The people that are coachable, the people that, you know, are very prompt and proactive in communication, verbal and written, people who do have that remarkable work ethic. Those are probably, broadly speaking, attributes of success in whatever environment that young person is going to be in. But when we put a lot of young people in one environment together, they're going through this experience and they're all working with an express intent to the same goal, their own personal professional development. They want to be a remarkable candidate on the job market through the end of the boot camp. That is an awesome thing to be part of, and it's awesome. It's an awesome thing to witness too, the personal and professional growth that happens when everybody is intensely working towards that same thing.
So let me ask kind of, I'm going to ask you the, I don't think it's an antagonistic question by any means.
Go for it.
Because I'm sure you've heard it and I'm sure you thought of it. Well, and I'm an academic and college counselor in my day job. And so I have these conversations with students all the time. I just got an email about 15 minutes before we got on this call together that my student asks me the question is this opportunity worth it, right? They're making the college decision. They're looking at the finances and they're asking that question, is it worth it? And I work with some incredible kids and it's like, you know what? Oftentimes what happens is they're giving more to the college than they're getting back in return. Mm-hmm. And so there is this value proposition, but I think some of it is I look at my own experience and I would not have been ready for Praxis until maybe I was in my early to mid 20s, right? You know, or something like that. I needed the college experience to kind of take me through a maturity process and a growth process and that sort of things. How do you view this 6-month boot camp opportunity as more than something that, and this is kind of the gist of the question, is more than something that's just about me and just about me getting a good job and getting a good career so that I can be happy, right? That it is a part of the larger life experience that people have and the larger life experience that they have within communities, within organizations, and within, you know, our world.
Yeah. So I'll talk about the intangibles a little bit about what I think our participants and graduates walk away with, but I want to hone in on the very tangible things. A 6-month boot camp where you develop skills, it results in a full-time job. Those are the tangible things. And I think that if you look at, I know there's a recent Gallup poll that I reference this often, like 58% of polled students claim that the reason they go to college is to access better jobs. I think taking that at face value, that may be true. A lot of people retroactively justify their decisions as this very rational thing. I wanted to get a better job, therefore I went to college. I wanted to get a better job and I wanted to do it better, faster, cheaper, or whatever. That's why I chose Praxis over college. Like, there may be some truth to that, but I think there's a much more deeply seated logic or rationale behind those decisions. I think a lot of young people, they want a sense of belonging. They want a social experience. They want to go be in a place where for the first time in their lives, they feel like they are surrounded by people who are interested in the same things that are important to them, that they didn't necessarily feel that in high school because they didn't have a choice about where they went. You know, that they went to school where their parents lived or whatever the case. It's this opportunity to go out and regain some freedom and dip your toes in the water, I think is this. College offers this a little bit, it's almost like an introduction to the real world without a lot of the risk. So when I think about the intangible benefits of what we offer that round out those other things people are looking for than just getting a job, it's this transition from an emergent strategy to a deliberate strategy with their own personal professional development and their careers. And there's a great book by Clayton Christensen called How Will You Measure Your Life, adapted from a commencement speech he gave several years ago. And this is where I've taken this language from, emergent versus deliberate. And I think that a lot of people, when they go to college, that is a deliberate tactic in kind of the mix of this emergent strategy. And when I say emergent strategy, it's I'm going to keep trying things until I figure out what really resonates with me. And I think that you see this with people, with a lot of people who go to college is I go in, I change my major multiple times, and then I get out into the real world and I take a job in an entirely separate industry than what I went to school for. And it's because I didn't yet have enough context about what I enjoy or what I'm really good at while I was in school. And until I discovered that, I was trying a lot of things. And I think what we are trying to do is help people get to that deliberate part faster. Like, go experiment some things. Let us help you give some exposure to different things so you can figure out what's the next best use of, you know, this next 6 months, 12 months, and be very deliberate in building towards those shorter term goals, in with the overall goal of thinking about your career more deliberately. How do I navigate my career? It's a very difficult question to answer. And so we want to help people take that mindset of how do I just build a better strategy for my life and career? And so that's something I think we do very, very well. And I would say that's one of the things that I think differentiates us very strongly from college, is that is a core focus of what we want our customers to have an experience with.
So how, if I'm, you know, if I'm somebody that is ready to think different, you know, about this, how do I get information, or where do I go find it? Or what would even be like, if I'm a kid right now that's looking at, you know, a college decision and being like, it's not worth it. The world is crazy right now. I want to do something different. I've got a skill set. I've got an energy. And like you, what resonates with me, I want to be around some kids and some other people that really want to go after it and do something fun and unique and serious and important. What would be your tips? And then how do I get more information?
Yeah, so I would say that if you're thinking that way, you are probably already trying to justify why you shouldn't go to college. If you're asking those questions and you're looking for some escape route, and that I would say it to me is an early indicator that maybe that's not the right best decision now. It may still be the right decision, but like, let's go get some experience and ask some questions, run some experiments in the real world before you make that costly decision, because you definitely don't want to get. You don't want to make a financial commitment like that and have buyer's remorse. At least I think when I think of my own experience, that would be the advice I wish I would have had at 18 and taken. But there are some easy tactics, I think, for that. Let's forget about the quarantine and coronavirus for a second. One experiment that you could do is move to a college town. Try and go fulfill that social experience without enrolling in college, you know, taking the full brunt of tuition costs. Go get a job in the real world. Go be around your friends for a little bit and see is it the social experience that I'm craving, or is something still missing? Because if something's still missing, like, maybe go try college out. But I think the experience in the real world, whether that's getting a real job and you know, trying several different jobs to see, you know, if there's a certain component of a job that you like or a certain type of work that you enjoy, that's one way. But even easier than that is go start doing projects. Go start, you know, leaning into the things you're interested in. If you're, you know, you're interested in science, go read all of the classic books you can find, or history or economics or philosophy or whatever it is. Go lean into your interest and do more than just passively consume it. See what you can transform, you know, from that knowledge. See how you could, you know, start a blog, start a YouTube channel, start a podcast, go interview brilliant thinkers, whatever. Whatever you can do to simultaneously get more exposure to what's out there in the great big world, and also begin documenting your learning process, building this signal that when other people see it, they say, hey, this person didn't just, you know, graduate from high school and stay in his hometown and not do anything, not make anything of himself, which I think that's often the assumption for those people, whether that's good or bad or accurate or not. So, like, document that process, put the things you're interested in and you're learning about out there for other people to see, because that signal is in a way stronger, in my opinion, it's stronger than what a lot of people who have college degrees, the signal that they're creating, because many of them graduate, they don't have anything to show aside from, I went for 4 years, this is my GPA, this is my, you know, my diploma. Some of them do, but that's where I would start, is go just try stuff. Go try stuff until you have a little bit more clarity, and then get more deliberate about, you know, how you can double down on that particular interest.
Well, it's interesting, you know, you mentioned Pew Research before and Clayton Christensen, and, you know, there's the Gallup research on, you know, how you know, how so many students come out of college or even graduates of college, you know, with who come out with less clarity than when they went entered in. And so I think you're hitting on some of those things, and it's incredible, especially I love the statement that you made, experiments in the real world. Right. And so often that's such a meaningful part when you think about people's life education, it's those experiments in the real world where people got integrated, where all of a sudden things, they discovered things about the world, about themselves and where they fit, where that really provide them. So if I'm interested in learning more about Praxis, you know, where do I go? How can I do that? And you know, what would be the next steps if I'm interested in learning more about your program?
Yeah, I think the best place is just to start on our website, discoverpraxis.com. We have a massive bank of content and resources on our website, career launch resources. There's, you know, we have tons of blog posts, podcasts, books, a weekly newsletter. And then I would say, if you're very serious, whether it's serious about taking the next steps and seeing if Praxis is right for you, or just getting more clarity, you're a young person, you're looking for somebody to play devil's advocate for your next steps, shoot me an email, Mitchell@discoverpraxis. I love having these conversations. I think it's always worth exploring your options if you're on the fence before you make that big decision.
Mitchell, really appreciate your time, your expertise, and your experiences in this. And I'm excited to be able to share this with friends and with the wider world.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. This has been fun. Great discussion.